The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of The News Show. It is the 5th of September, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. It's 2019, almost 2020. I mean, face it, this year's almost over. And for Apple, they seem to want to look back. How far back? 2016 back. Yes, the latest rumors coming out of Cupertino. The iPhone SE? Yeah, it might be making a return next year. Now, we don't know if it's actually going to be called the iPhone SE again, but from what we're hearing over at Apple, at least on the inside, you know, down low where nobody wants to be named, it is preparing for a first mid-range phone since the one back in 2016. Now, what little details we do know, it seems to be similar to the 4.7-inch iPhone 8, the one that was released in 2017, and will feature, of course, an LCD display. Other things we're hearing, it'll have a single-lens rear camera, but will offer 128 gigabytes of storage. Possible shipment would be early of 2020, and would reportedly be starting at a price at about $299. Sticking with a bit of kind of iPhone news, well, at least it affects iPhone users. Talking about Gmail and using it on your iPhone. Well, finally, and I don't know what the hell took so long, Google's going to add image blocking to Gmail. Yes, finally, you're going to be able to block unwanted email tracking. Now, mind you, this is not on by default. Why would it be? We're talking about Google here. Yes, it is going to be a setting that you'll have to toggle on or toggle off. I suggest turning it on. By toggling it on, it'll allow Gmail to block incoming images, including invisible email trackers that are hiding in the body of the email messages that are sent. Now, with this good news, I also get bad news if you're a business account Gmail user. It ain't for you. No, according to Google, it's only available for personal Gmail accounts as of this time. Looks like you're gonna have to wait if you're on the business side. Got a lot of clutter underneath your television. You even got your streaming box, cable box. Maybe a soundbar is there. Be nice to kind of at least eliminate some of that. Well, Roku's hoping you'll buy their next product. Introducing the Roku soundbar speaker with built-in, you guessed it, Roku. Now, no, this ain't the first time Roku's made a speaker. They had the wireless speakers back in 2018. But it is the first time we've seen a streaming speaker hit the market with Roku built right in. By the way, it's called the Smart Soundbar by Roku. It'll have the full integrated Roku hardware. All you'll have to do is plug in the speaker to an HDMI ARC port, and you'll even get 4K video with Roku's full suite of apps. Plus, of course, onboard Bluetooth and Dolby Audio support. And yep, don't forget, you get a little extra punch for that subwoofer that you'll have to sit down beside it. And speaking of punch, it's only going to hit about $180 to your wallet punch. But you're going to have to wait till October to put it in your living room. And finally, I tell you what is the best way to launch a product? Don't say a damn thing about it. That's what I say. Well, that's what Nikon has said, or Nikon, or ever the hell you want to say it. Yes, Nikon has announced the D6, and here are the details. Nothing. That's right, Nikon sent out a big old statement. Here comes our new D6. Get ready for it. And that's it. Pretty much looks identical to the D5 and even the D4. Now, I know, Nikon, this is the first time they've done this. They'll say something, and 2 months later, we finally get all the details. So, we shouldn't have to wait too much longer. But going by the photo, probably the same setup as the D4 and the D5. Oh, and I'm sure a little extra higher price tag will be attached to it as well. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Take a look at our website, check out our podcast, and so much more over there, britishtechnetwork.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, of course, will be back for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.